stronger can't let it show. I'm sorry if I never gave a damn like I do now. What am I supposed to do? I'm still twisted up in you. Yeah, I tried to shake it loose, but I'm hanging on. And I wonder if you dream of the way it used to be. If you ever think of me like I think of you, do you miss me too? Still twisted up in you. Yeah, I tried to shake it loose, but I'm hanging on. And I wonder if you dream of the way it used to be. If you ever think of me like I think of you, do you miss me too? Do you miss me too?
Thank you, everybody. Thank you very much. All right, well, I have some new music coming out in the spring, and I'm gonna play a brand new one for you. This is a gonna be the leading track. This is called Let It Sink In. Let's give it a shot.
Holding on like a hurricane's all around us, burning like a fire in the night. Million dreams of love surround us. We're doing all right. Hide. Something here that I ain't felt before. No, I'm not searching anymore. I'm talking to myself again. I'm taking it in. I'm taking it in. I'm taking it in. I'm taking it slow. There ain't nowhere else we gotta go. So take it to the river, baby, and hold on while you can. Let it sink in. Into my heart, there ain't a day that I don't come apart. So put me back together, babe, 'cause we'll never be here again. Let it sink in. Let it sink in. Stepping into the great unknown. Sometimes it's the only way back home. Getting lost in your summer skin. I'm taking it in. I'm taking it in. I'm taking it in. I'm taking it slow. There ain't nowhere else we gotta go. So take it to the river, baby, and hold on while you can. Let it sink in into my heart. There ain't a day that I don't come apart. So put me back together, baby, 'cause we'll never be here again. Let it sink in.
we'll let it sink in. Oh, I'm taking it in, I'm taking it slow. There ain't nowhere else we gotta go. So take it to the river, baby, and hold on while you can. We'll let it sink in, into my heart. There ain't a day that I don't come apart. So put me back together, babe, 'cause we'll never be here again. Let it sink in. Let it sink in. Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you. You're great listeners. Love the Mount Stage crowd. Oh, my gosh. Well, I've got one more song for you, but I want to thank you so much for listening. It's wild. I'm going to leave you with this one. This is a song that I actually debuted last year at my Grand Ole Opry debut, and it's called I'm Not Alone. It's about my biggest fear. Thank you so much for having me. I'm Christian Lopez. Here we go. Well, I need someone to tell me that I'm not alone, I'm not alone, I'm not alone. Well, I need someone to tell me that I'm not alone, I'm not alone, I'm not alone. There were times when I could stand it. I was a child. Oh, I was a boy. I was so strong. Till that sweet divinity I took for granted. And something so fine fought over my soul. It was something in the way you eased the pressure. That baby I'll treasure to the end of time. So can I leave it up to you to balance the season? We all need our reason to have a good time. That's right. With this lonely heart that I can't explain, it's falling apart. Oh, babe, can you feel my pain? I need someone to tell me that I'm not alone, I'm not alone, I'm not alone. Between this life of illusion, all this confusion, and the grand design, lays a mist of memories of joy and laughter. See, that's all that I'm after. The word love comes to mind. Oh, this lonely heart that I can't ignore, it's fine. Tell me that I'm not alone, I'm not alone, no, I'm not alone. Oh, I just need someone to tell me that I'm not alone, 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 yeah, I'm not alone. I'm not alone. Woo! Thank you very much, everybody. I'm Christian Lopez. We'll see you.
He has a new record that'll be coming out in this spring. And like he said, he made his Grand Ole Opry debut, played at the Opry a couple times in the last year. And his latest album is called Magdalena. A couple years ago, while he was making that album, he lost a brother to an overdose, so he decided that a portion of the proceeds from that album will go towards mental health outreach programs. That was Christian Lopez. We'd like to say a special hello to you right now if you're listening over WXPN in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, or over KIWR in Council Bluffs, Iowa. We are glad to have you listening, and we hope you can join us next week as we welcome the MC Taylor Goldsmith Show, Johnny Fritz, Cat Edmondson, Scott Mulvihill, and Ken Pomeroy. This is Kathy Matea, and you're listening to Mountain Stage, live performance radio from the Mountain State of West Virginia. Mountain Stage is supported in part by this station and by West Virginia Public Broadcasting. Hotel accommodations for Mountain Stage guests are provided by the Charleston, West Virginia Marriott Town Center Hotel, centrally located for the business and pleasure traveler in downtown Charleston's retail district. This is Mountain Stage from NPR. Hello again, and welcome to the second hour of Mountain Stage. I'm Kathy Matea, and I'm so glad you joined us. We are here at the Kennedy Creative Arts Center on the campus of West Virginia University in Morgantown, West Virginia. And if you're just joining us, you will be very glad you did. Still to come, we'll hear from renowned roots and blues group Larkin Poe. Woo. But we're going to open this second hour with an introspective singer and songwriter based in London. She was born in Munich to Spanish and American parents, and she mostly grew up in Madrid. Her dad had a job that took them around the world, and before her mid-teens, she lived in Shanghai, Tokyo, and Dubai, among many other places. While living in Dubai, a music teacher nurtured the potential he saw in her and introduced her to the music of Coldplay, which opened her up to diverse influences, including Queen, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and Bon Iver, among others. She made a spoof of a Rolling Stone cover, saying she wowed Chris Martin of Coldplay with her talents. It wound up being seen by someone in his world who shared some of her music with him, and he was wowed. She eventually landed a deal on Coldplay's label, Parlophone Records, in 2021, and he's been a mentor ever since. She even joined the band on a song at their Glastonbury performance last year. She has a brand new album called Slowly It Dawns. Please welcome to the Mountain Stage, Victoria Canal.
Hey, everyone. Wow, this is exciting. I love it here. Look at this place. Wow. I did put out an album about 3 weeks ago my debut album. And thank you. And part of the idea behind the album is that it starts very young and naive and brash, overconfident. And then as you get deeper into the record, it gets wiser and a little more emo and wounded. So I thought I'd sing some songs off the album, starting with the first track on the record called June Baby.
Thank you.
This next song actually contains the title of the album in the lyric. And it's about what I like to call the God and Goblin complex. Sort of waking up, you either wake up feeling like the shit or like a piece of shit and there's no in between. That's my experience anyway. It's called 15%.
These days I can't tell what the hell. set of you. Can you feel me in, dude? Goth on the subway, you're staring at me. Now I can't stop speculating. Have I got celery stuck in my teeth, or do I look simply amazing? Is it a bird or a plane? These days I can't tell what the hell I am seeing. Thumb on the lens of my feelings. I've got 15% of you.
So last year, I was dating this guy, and he's a musician as well. And he drove this really shitty car. It's a British brand called Vauxhall. And we'd drive around in this car on tour, playing to rooms, and sometimes it was 200 people, and sometimes it was two people. And I would just... We would collectively fantasize about the quiet life and sort of leaving the big old dreams behind and settling for just a more by the book existence that sounds really nice sometimes. So I wrote the song about the fact that even if I wanted to choose the quiet life, I just love the drama too much. It's called Vauxhall. City, would you leave it with me?
resentment and my panic, dancing with my skeletons. I'm haunting this home. I didn't have a choice. I was wired to want to fill the void. I ache to be less hungry, but I'm used to glorified and paranoid. I've murdered my angel, the only one I thought would set me free.
Next song is called Hollow. I wrote it sitting at my friend Joe's piano, and I was kind of stuck for words, and I looked over on his bookshelf, and he had a Joan Didion, a Joni Mitchell, a Patti Smith, and a Bible, all sort of back to back. And somehow they spelled out what became the chorus of this song, which is sort of about atheism. I'm not an atheist, but it's sort of about atheism. It's called Hollow. Does it? I secretly hope if you're short for time when you make this edit that you cut that one because I messed up the words. Anyway, cool. I have two more for you. This song's called Black Swan, and if you want to find it again online, I did just play it on Jimmy Kimmel last week. So that was exciting. Okay.
Staying with Alice, she's doing fantastic again. I'm just the mold in her living room, playing the funny friend. Late night emotional heating alone. Just worked out why I avoid going home one day.
Oh, I also just want to give a big round of applause to Justin Goldner, who was on stage with me. Thank you so much to Mountain Stage for having me, and to Kathy. This last song is probably the most important of my life. I think every songwriter probably has one. Over COVID, I moved back in with my parents, and I discovered that someone really close to me was diagnosed with a fatal illness. And it prompted a lot of conversations about life and loss and grief and what really matters. And I think I've got it. I think the thing that really matters in life is forgiveness, because it's the hardest thing to do towards others, and it's even harder to do towards yourself. I was listening to a podcast on grief at the time, and it was talking about the four things to say to those you love before you die, and they're the following. It's thank you, I love you, I forgive you, and can you forgive me? That's what the song is about. It's called Swan Song, and it's for my dad. Thank you so much. If you came here alone tonight? Okay, anyone around that person, very gently, consensually put your arm around them. And anyone that came with a person, just put your arms around each other. Thank you so much for on stage.
She has been featured in ad campaigns for Nike, LinkedIn, and MasterCard. And she made her acting debut a couple years ago in the Apple TV Plus series, Little America. Her new album is Slowly It Dawns, and look for her out on tour with Lucius in May. That was Victoria Canal. It's time for our piano player, Bob Thompson, to do a song for you. And this week he's chosen Don't You Worry About a Thing, that great Stevie Wonder song. Please welcome Bob Thompson.
Thank you.
That's our very own Bob Thompson doing Stevie Wonder's Don't You Worry About a Thing. You're listening to Mountain Stage, live performance radio from the mountain state of West Virginia. If you have questions or suggestions for us, our email address is feedback@mountainstage.org. You can also connect with us on Facebook. You can peek behind the scenes on our Instagram and watch select performances at livesessions.npr.org or on our YouTube channel. You can find all those links at our website, mountainstage.org. To close the show this week, we have a Grammy-winning sister duo, known for their electrifying blend of Southern rock, blues, and Americana. Rebecca and Megan Lovell grew up in Calhoun, Georgia, and started in music with their sister, Jessica, as the Lovell Sisters. When Jessica decided to leave music and pursue other interests, the other two kept going and adopted the name Larkin Poe. Their name comes from an ancestor of theirs who was a cousin to Edgar Allan Poe. They were exposed to classical violin and piano lessons as kids. They sang in their church choir. They delved deep into traditional and bluegrass music for a while, and they listened to a lot of classic rock. When they emerged as a duo, they leaned more towards an electric sound, trading mandolin and dobro for guitar and lap steel, and branching out into rock, blues, and soul. And eventually, they won a Grammy for Best Contemporary Blues Album in 2024. Your life story in a nutshell. They have a new album called Bloom on Tricky Woo Records. Please welcome to the Mountain Stage once again, Larkin Poe.
One time, two, three, many, amen. My fuse is burning pretty short, sweet Lord have mercy, I ain't getting bumped off again. You went and dug a little deep to the bottom of the bucket, good luck, it's all gonna blow. And Mary ain't singing no more, bend down before up is all I got to go. Ooh.
how y'all feeling tonight? It is cold outside, but we are feeling the warmth here tonight. Over there playing that slide guitar, would you give it up for my big sister, Megan Lovell? Everybody, that's my baby sister, Rebecca Lovell.
That fruit off the vine. They say I'm problematic, 'cause I turn water into wine, into wine. Yeah. I'm gonna drink that wine. If God is a woman, the devil is too. I better get down on your knees. Pray for you, pray for you. What you do, I'm gonna pray for you. Pray for you. Pray for you. Pray for you.
After so many years, we're so proud to be back performing and spending some time with y'all here tonight. We have a brand new record that just came out last month that we are so proud of, and so all the songs that we're playing tonight are off of that album, Bloom. So we would like to play for you one of my favorite songs on that record that my sister and I wrote together. This is called Mockingbird.